This is Making Sense in the Media. I'm Mary Shudden with Kelly McBride of the Poynter Institute for Media Studies. Every 4 years, we watch the world's best athletes on the Olympic stage. This year, the Olympic Games in Rio are garnering complaints about media coverage that appears to diminish what female athletes are doing. For example, broadcaster Dan Hicks was criticized for this commentary after Hungarian swimmer Katinka Hotzu set a world record. The camera shot was of her coach and husband, who was in the stands.
And there's the guy responsible for turning Katinka Hotzu, his wife, into a whole different swimmer.
Kelly, this isn't the only situation where fans have gone online to blast Rio coverage, right?
Right. This is one of many examples. When Corey Kodgel won a bronze medal for trap shooting, a newspaper headline identified her only as the wife of a Chicago Bears lineman, didn't even name her. Katie Ledecky has been called a female Michael Jordan. It seems like the media can't get out of the frame of reference that men do sports, and when women do sports, it's unusual or exceptional.
This isn't new this year, is it?
No, this issue has been a perennial one. I remember studies from 20 years ago that looked at how newspapers covered high school sports.
Why is there an ongoing disparity?
Women participate in sports, but they don't participate in professional sports at the same level that men participate. As a result, most of our sports coverage in journalism is around male sports, professional football, basketball, hockey, baseball. As a result of that, most of our sports reporters are male. Still, it's been changing, definitely improving, but still an ongoing problem.
In Rio, 45% of the athletes competing are female, and the percentage of women reporting on the Olympics there is much lower. It's just 21%. Would more women journalists help rectify this imbalance?
Yes, because I think when a woman covers sports and she sees another woman competing, she doesn't default to the male reference the way men do. That's my speculation, though. I don't know that scientifically. The other thing that's interesting is that the audience for sports coverage is really more female than we give them credit for. Just about 50% of the viewers of the Super Bowl, which is a male-dominated sport, are female. The audience for the Olympics, it's much more female. It's close to 60% female. And traditionally, professional media have assumed that women are more interested in the storytelling and in the emotion around the sports. The studies that I've seen actually show that that's not true, that women who are interested in sports are interested in the same things that men are interested in. But the media that covers sports have not caught up with this.
It seems that many of the commentators can focus on physical appearance because they're less familiar with the sport.
Sure. So NBC sends almost all of its sports staff to Rio to cover the Olympics. And we know that they're predominantly male. And we also know that they don't know a lot about some of these lesser known sports or sports that are only big every couple of years. When you're not familiar with subject matter, you tend to focus on what's most obvious to you. And one of the things that's most obvious to the men covering the sports are the way the women look. And so they focus on the body type. They also focus on their hair and makeup. And they don't do that for men, right? Like you frequently see men wearing jewelry when they're running track. The male commentators don't necessarily comment on the fact that, oh, that guy's wearing a necklace. But they might point out that a woman has her nails done. Total double standard.
Kelly McBride of the Poynter Institute, thank you for some medal-worthy insight on this topic today.
You're welcome.